Researchers at Penn believe they're a step closer to finding a new treatment for glioblastoma, the deadliest type of brain cancer. The treatment uses CAR T-cell therapy and involves engineering a person's own immune system T-cells to identify specific cancer cell markers and fight them. Neurosurgeon Dr. Donald O'Rourke says the new treatment is bivalent, meaning it targets more than one cancer cell marker. New data shows that all clinical trial patients saw their tumors shrink.
We think it's a pathway to a new approach to get long-term remission and then ultimately cure. We're not there yet, but we think we're getting such encouraging results.
The therapy is still in an early phase one clinical trial, but O'Rourke and his team hope to move forward with larger studies soon. Interest in public records, especially for school boards and election offices, has increased in recent years. Some Pennsylvania lawmakers say there are bad actors using the right to access as a way to harass government officials. In response, the state Senate is advancing a bill to allow government agencies to ignore records requests from so-called vexatious requesters for a year. Chris Dush, a Republican senator and the bill's sponsor, says agencies will have to prove intent to show someone is acting in bad faith.
I've heard from officials in my district about this bill, where they have told me that someone is making as many right-to-know requests as possible and then telling them directly that they are doing it just to make their life hell.
The legislation includes a requirement that agencies seeking relief from a requester show intent to harass, annoy, frustrate, or burden an agency. Well, gray skies on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 69 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Might see some sunshine peeking through at times for the remainder of the afternoon. Mercury set to go up a degree or two before temperatures peak. Overnight, those clouds stick around. Temperatures get down into the lower 60s. Another cloudy day on tap for Tuesday. A chance of showers tomorrow as well. It's WHYY.